Hey everybody, it's David Dyer, and welcome to Idioms episode 55. I'm your host, and Idioms is my dumb little podcast that makes you smarter. 5 minutes at the most, about the same time it takes to realize you're in a situation with no good options. And as the name implies, I talk about idioms, those phrases we say in everyday conversation that seem completely out of place, yet you know exactly what they mean by the way they're being used. Good, so let's go. This is Idioms episode 55, and the idiom we're going to cover today is between a rock and a hard place. You've heard it. So like a dope, I asked Nicole out to dinner because Keith's out of town and I know she's probably lonely. Totally forgetting that I'd already asked Jennifer out to dinner for the same night to try to cheer her up because she's fighting with Courtney. Well now, I'm kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. Literal meaning, to be sandwiched in between some sandstone and I guess some harder sandstone. Contextual meaning, to be in a situation which has two most likely undesirable outcomes. Basically, a dilemma. So let's explore the origin. Well, gingersoftware.com says this one goes all the way back to Greek mythology. In Homer's Odyssey, Odysseus has to pass by a treacherous whirlpool on one side and a horrible man-eating cliff-dwelling monster on the other. And ever since then, having to decide between a rock, the cliff-dwelling monster, and a hard place, the whirlpool, is a way to describe that kind of situation. What? I've been on this planet for 52 years and I've never heard such ridiculousness. You choose the whirlpool, you duck down beneath the foaming water and you ride the flow out. Problem solved, cliff-dwelling monster. Please. Now, phrases.org.uk says this one's all American and it's in the same family of sayings as the lesser of two evils and between the devil and the deep blue sea. Its first appearance in print was from the American Dialect Society's Dialect 5 in 1921 that goes, to be between a rock and a hard place, to be bankrupt, common in Arizona in recent panics, sporadic in California. The recent panics mentioned are in reference to what was called the U.S. Bankers Panic of 1907, which was especially damaging financially to the mining and railroad industries of the western United States. And that's where we'll pick this up with Grammarist.com. They tell the story that in the early 1900s, there was a dispute between copper miners and the mining companies they worked for in Bisbee, Arizona. The miners wanted better working conditions and the mining companies refused to oblige them. The miners were left with two pretty unpleasant options. One, continue to work under the same horrible conditions, that's the rock, or two, face unemployment and poverty. That's the hard place. The phrase became very popular during the Great Depression of the 1930s when many people were caught between a rock and a hard place. I think we've all been in this situation. Everybody's come across a conundrum with two potentially sucky outcomes, and all you can do is weigh your options and decide how you're going to prioritize the solutions. Am I going to be selfish and look out for me and me alone? Or am I going to make the right choice and do what's best for the majority of parties involved? I voted for the latter in my case, and I'll tell you what, we're all better for it. I told both Nicole and Jennifer I was busy that night, and I met Courtney for a Mai Tai at the Tiki Bar. So that's it. Episode 55 of Idioms is complete, and my wife will tell you that whenever I'm between a rock and a hard place, it's my own doing. I'm your host, David Dyer. Thanks for listening. Check back for new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, but until then, I'll catch you on the flip side.